Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Birds may not be as exciting as certain athletic events or blockbuster films, but have you ever considered the many benefits they provide to ecosystems and humans? They control insect and rodent populations. They eat weed seeds. They pollinate crops, flowers, fruits. They're a major food source. Consider chickens, turkeys, game birds, waterfowl, as well as their eggs. Falcons and hawks can help humans hunt for food. They're companion pets for many people, parakeets, canaries, parrots. They inspired the construction of airplanes. Pigeons were often used to transport messages and medicines during war. Feathers were used as insulation for clothing and bedding, as well as fashion accessories. Estimates of $20 billion annually is spent by bird watchers for travel, seed and feeders, binoculars and scopes, and so forth. Contests and competitions are done every year for racing pigeons and state fairs with a variety of species. They are beautiful subjects for photography and art forms. They are agents of seed dispersal, and some also feed on animal carcasses. Their waste products are used as agricultural fertilizer, and they're indicators of environmental health. In the 1990s, Mexico City's air pollution problem was so bad, birds fell dead from the sky. This initiated steps to improve air quality. There's also peaceful serenity in listening to bird songs, although some people may not appreciate the pre-sunrise songs of robins. So, what can you do to help improve the bird habitat in your area? First, provide water year-round. A simple bird bath is a great start. Change water every 2 to 3 days in warm weather to prevent mosquito larvae from hatching, and use a heater in the winter. Place the water container about 10 feet from dense shrubs or other cover that predators might use. Select a variety of native plants to offer year-round food in the form of seeds, berries, nuts, and nectar. Try to recreate the plant ecosystem native to your area. Evergreen trees and shrubs provide excellent cover through all seasons if they're a part of your local ecosystem. If your landscaping is complete, then put in bird feeders. Remove invasive plants from your wildlife habitat. Many outcompete the native species favored by birds, insects, and other wildlife. To find a list of invasive plants in your state, go to the Cooperative Extension Office in your local area. Eliminate insecticides in your yard. Insects are the primary source of food for many bird species and are an important source of protein and fats for growing juvenile birds. Depending on your circumstances, leave standing dead trees. They're also known as snags, and they provide cavity-dwelling places for birds to raise young and a source of insects for food. Many species will also seek shelter from bad weather inside of hollowed-out trees. Inspect your snags regularly, though, to make sure they do not present any safety hazards. Put out nesting boxes. Make sure the boxes have ventilation holes and drainage holes. And don't use a box with a perch, because certain species are known to sit on a nesting box perch and peck at other birds inside the box. And again, as a reminder, please keep your cats indoors. Domestic cats kill millions of birds every year. Birds help us. Let's help them. This is Ron Helstern with Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.